Are you wearing blue blocking lenses or thinking of getting some to make sure that blue light doesn't mess up your internal body clock? Have you been avoiding screens to make sure that this blue light doesn't affect your circadian rhythm and cause insomnia? If you've been worried about these topics, then today's episode of Her Online is going to be amazing because it shows that there's one less thing you have to worry about.
What had changed had been so profound that I looked full at the problem in the face. Like, okay, insomnia, do your worst. I'm not running from you. I'm not going to be scared.
It's just, sometimes it's just so simple. Like the truth has to be simple. Otherwise, it's not the truth.
I was so trapped in my head before. When I say my whole life changed, like my whole life changed.
I'm Coach Daniel, and this is the Sleep Coach School.
Welcome again to Heard Online. If you're new to the channel, this is a series of investigative videos where we take a critical look at what we hear online to determine if it is true or not, if it is valid or not. And generally speaking, you know, we look at claims made that are unhelpful and we see that there's actually no basis for them. But sometimes we find something kind of encouraging that aligns with what we believe. There's less and less to worry about, you know, in regards to what we hear online, and that this, you know, less worrying, of course, leads to sleeping peacefully. So we're encouraged whenever we hear something. And today's episode is a suggestion actually from one of our coaches. We're going to take a look at it right now. I'm going to share my screen, and the article that Pauline, actually is her name, suggested for a Heard Online episode was this one. Seeing blue at night may not be what's keeping you up after all. And this is from Science Alert. And, you know, whenever I see topics like this that kind of like are de-inflammatory, if that's the word, it makes me glad. Like that makes me feel there's hope in the world. But what are they talking about here? So the headline is seeing blue at night may not be what's keeping you up after all. And the author refers to a study by Bloom and colleagues. They are based in Basel, and this article was actually published in Nature Human Biology. And when I clicked this link, it took me to the very study. Here it is. Nature Human Biology is, you know, Nature is one of the most prestigious, you know, scientific journals, and they have this kind of subjournals like Nature Genetics or, you know, Nature this and that, and Nature Human Behavior is one of them. So, you know, to be published in Nature or one of these smaller journals under the Nature umbrella is, you know, something very desirable. So it's not anyone gets published in these. So that, you know, I'm trying to build up some credibility for this article. Now, the article is named Effects of Calibrated Blue-Yellow Changes in Light on the Human Circadian Clock. And this is the authors here as well. Now, I will say that the article was very, very dense. Like, try to understand it, but the language is so incredibly difficult. So I did understand this part, which was the, you know, the protocol, and I went to actually the summary to get the results, because that's the only place where they're in language that I could understand them. But here we go. So what these guys do, the researcher, well, they recruited, I think like 49 people initially, and then they found that 16 people, actually 18 people kind of fit the criteria for the study, and two decided to leave the study for some reason. So they ended up with 16 healthy subjects who completed the study. And the study consisted of spending 4 nights in a sleep lab, and there were various conditions in terms of the light. So the first night was an adaptation night, so they didn't, you know, do anything in particular, I think, to when it came to lighting. It was just an adaptation night so that the subjects could be like used to sleeping in a sleep lab, and that there was no what we call first night effect, that the effect of sleeping outside of home in itself has an impact on what they wanted to study, which was circadian rhythm or internal body clock, right? So first they had an adaptation night, and then after a week they had a control night. And in the control light, they were exposed to this like kind of a bright light of some sort during the hour, during 1 hour that occurred 30 minutes after the habitual bedtime. So if you said, yeah, I usually go to bed at 10 p.m., then from 10:30 p.m. and until 11 p.m., then they exposed you to, you know, the diverse conditions. And the control was this bright white light. And then they came back for a third night in the sleep lab, and this was like they randomized them to two interventions. Either it was blue light or yellow light. And then the fourth night, they would have the other thing. So if somebody had exposure to blue light the third night of the sequence, then they would get yellow light exposure the fourth and final night. If they had exposure to yellow light on the third night, then they would have exposure to blue light in the final night. So this is the entire study. And what and in terms of like data collected, it was a whole bunch. You know, from a sleep study, you get this EEG data, which is a ton of data. And they also checked like melatonin in like in saliva. That's kind of a marker of your internal body clock. They did like psychomotor vigilance testing to check for like alertness. They had subjective sleepiness by questionnaire. They had objective sleepiness, which kind of like checks like how soon you kind of take a nap, again with like EEG data. So they had a bunch of data. And what did they find? So they found the following. This is a quote, you know, this is a quote from the article. "We found no conclusive evidence for an effect of calibrated silence substitution changes in light color." Okay, that's a mouthful. But anyway, they found no conclusive evidence that changes in light color along the blue-yellow axis has an impact on human circadian clock or sleep. And they also said there was no conclusive evidence for impact on psychomotor vigilance, which is kind of a measure of alertness or sleepiness or sleep. And you know, when they say sleep here again, they had EEG data. So this means that there was no impact on like how fast you fell asleep, how long you're awake after that, how fragmented your sleep was or anything, right? There was no impact whatsoever of blue light versus control or blue light versus yellow light. So I think this is really encouraging. You know, the way I see it, it means like there's one less thing to worry about for anyone that's been worried about blue light in particular. Now, before we leave this topic, you know, at some point when I did a similar Heard Online episode, somebody said, "Hey, Daniel, like, you know, if this had been a study where somebody had said, well, we found evidence that blue light has an impact on sleep, then what you would have said, Daniel, would be like, well, this is a small study, you know, can't really make any conclusions from a study with this sample, with a sample size of like 16 people, like, you know." And I think there's truth to that, like, you know, who knows when you have kind of small study like this. But I would say that the evidence when it comes to studies that suggest that there is an impact are of like similar quality, right? There's no big randomized multi-center like international study that shows that blue light does impact, you know, sleep, right? So I think it's still, you know, fair to talk about studies like this one as well that very much aligns with my beliefs that blue light, yellow light, bright light, other light, they don't really matter. They don't matter in terms of like circadian rhythm or sleep, and they for sure do not matter when it comes to insomnia. So hope you found this helpful, and look forward to seeing you in an episode real soon. Bye for now.
Hi there, it's me, Daniel, and I hope you found the video you just saw eye-opening. I hope you found it really valuable. And if you did, please hit that like button, write a comment, because this way YouTube knows to feed it to other people who can then find their way to peaceful sleep. Now, if you would like some more education that is more curated, then we have a free course. Our Ready to Sleep in 5 Days free mini course is available on our website, thesleepcoachschool.com, and it may be just what you've been looking for. I hope so, and thanks for being here.
That was all for today. I hope you found this episode really eye-opening. And if you're looking for something more tangible, then head over to our website, thesleepcoachschool.com, and you'll find several coaching options where our teachings can be contextualized for you personally. If you decide to join, we look forward to seeing you on the other side.